Hello everyone, this is Raquel Gasson on this nice Sunday evening. The topic of the day is Whitney Houston. I took my time to read the book that Whitney's best friend wrote about her and their personal life journey together. Robin and Whitney met at the New Jersey Community Center back in 1980. At the time, they were 17 and 19 when they first met each other. Their friendship grew from there. Rob was into basketball while Whitney was into modeling and singing. They became very close and they tried to spend every day together. Whitney's mother ended up telling Whitney it wasn't normal to be with another female all the time. Later on, Whitney's father tried to persuade Whitney and Robin to double date with guys. Nevertheless, Whitney would share all her secrets with Robin, and Robin would do the same. Whitney Houston admitted to Robin that she had ended up abusing drugs at the age of 15 years old. Robin later on let Whitney know that her father was abusive towards her mother. As time went by, Robin ended up going off to college. And Whitney Houston ended up pursuing her music career. Halfway through the college, Robin dropped out to help Whitney pursue her dream of becoming a famous singer. However, they ended up very successful. Whitney Houston ended up getting her first album in 1985. Whitney Houston ended up ending her romantic relationship with her best friend Robin as well. She feared that eventually her mother and the church would find out. As they went on, Whitney ended up dating other famous celebrities such as Jermaine Jackson and even Bobby Brown. Whitney started making hits as her career took off, such as I Will Always Love You, I Have Nothing, You Give Me Good Love, just to name a few. She ended up marrying the singer Bobby Brown. During 15 years of marriage, she took on mental and physical abuse from her husband. As the years went by, Whitney also never stopped using drugs, even though she promised Robin, her best friend, that she would. I just wanted to give some background information. Now for my personal review on this book. I fear Robin Crawford decided to share her story with the world because she finally got comfortable with the truth. I enjoy every personal story she shared about her and Whitney throughout the book. I don't agree with everyone saying she's just releasing the book to the world because she needs the money. As you read the book, you get a true understanding of how genuine their friendship really was. Many people love Whitney Houston for the fame and the money, but it was Robin who helped Whitney make her dreams come true. Whitney's family even had her paying for houses and cars she had no clue about until Robin brought it to her attention. Robin spent many years being Whitney's personal assistant and her friend. Now that this book is out, people even believe that Robin's lying on having a relationship with Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston's ex-husband, Bobby Brown, says everything happens. Everything Robin says is 100% true. If you ask me, everyone deserves a friend like Robin. Robin even tried on multiple occasions to help Whitney stop abusing drugs. Bobby Brown said himself that if the Houston family just accepted how much Robin loved and cared for Whitney, Whitney Houston was still happening alive today. This was definitely better than what I expected it to be in a very heartwarming book. I suggest anyone who's a fan of Whitney Houston to read it. Robin Crawford says by writing her book, she hopes to set the record straight about the legendary singer. She says she wanted to uplift her legacy, give her respect, and share the story of who she was before the fame, and in that, to embrace their friendship. Right, everybody, that's all. I just wanted to speak on my review and my personal opinions about the book. But let me know what you guys think, and if you plan on checking the book out, that would be good too. So do you think Robin Crawford made this book so she could make money off of it? Or do you think that she genuinely just cared about Whitney Houston's legacy?